This morning, we bring you the first installment of our former Cowboys Coaches Roundtable. And we say good morning to one of Jerry's head coaches from the 1990s, Chan Gailey. How you doing this morning?
I've been out in the barn trying to get my donkey to eat. She done lost her foal and she kind of been depressed. But that ain't because of the foal. It's because we switched to this winter feed and she don't like that slow feeder hay bag of barley straw. But my pig's been doing this funny thing where they steal my pants off the wash line and they eat them. And it's funny because there's all these piles of poop and they got Levi's buttons mixed in. So what's the question again? I don't remember now.
Well, just wondering how you were doing, that's all.
Oh, good. I'm doing all right. My gout's acting up.
Also, sorry to hear that. Also joining us on this former Cowboys Coaches Roundtable, one of Jerry's favorites, Wade Phillips. Wade, how are you? Are you enjoying retirement?
Hi, Craig. Yeah, I am enjoying retirement. You know, they closed down the hamburger place near me. So now I just go there and, they don't sell hamburgers. So I just kind of walk around behind the laundromat next door just waiting for someone to come in and open up a new hamburger place right there. Huh. And, after the sun goes down, sort of wander back home and eat whatever hamburgers I can find stashed in the freezer or behind the toilet. But, yeah, not much going on. What about you, Craig?
I guess everything's okay up here. Why don't we talk some football? Chan, what was the hardest thing about working under Jerry?
I think that the hardest thing was when it come time to work up under Jerry was the drinking. You know, he had a taste for that demon rum, and it kind of made him erratic to work up under. But yeah. All them Jones kids did. I mean, but my daddy was a drinker, so I knew when to, run and hide in the cornfield when things got rough and just kind of wait around till whiskey ushered him into sleep, But mama couldn't get daddy to darken the door of the Baptist church down on the County Line Road.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, Wade, if you had one word to describe working for Jerry, what would it be?
Poo-poo. Okay. I guess I didn't like it because, Jerry never really liked me. But he was he's a pretty good motivator. He used to take me out in them woods and hold a gun on me and give me a shovel and tell me to dig my own grave.
Oh, my God. That was supposed to motivate you to be a better coach?
No. It was to motivate me to dig a grave for my body, and it worked, So, hey, why don't we cut Jerry some slack?
That's crazy.
I like buttermilk. I like it real lot.
Hey, I got that in common with you, Chan.
You do? We both like buttermilk. I think maybe that's why Jerry done hired us. I once saw Jerry saw an intern in half when he was drunk and wanted a pizza.
Chan, let's get to the list of candidates that we've heard so far.
All right, Dan.
Who's your favorite of the coaching prospects out there?
I think out of all them coaching prospects that I heard mentioned in the morning paper, that the one that I like the most is the Deion Sanders. Uh-huh. I think he's good. He's a little flashier than what I was like. But he loves fishing, and I like fishing too. I once hid in a rain barrel while Daddy took an axe to a pig.
To a pig. Okay, that's an interesting story, Wade. What about you? What about all these candidates? Do you have a favorite?
I like Deion too, but how about me? I mean, I'm Mr. Fix-It on defense, and I've learned some new ideas from playing Madden. And I even talked to Jason Garrett. He said he's ready to quit talking on the TV box and come on back, and he'd coach offense. Hot damn, getting the band back together.
Well, I don't think that would fire up anybody.
That'd be a disaster.
Well, we'll see where they go. I don't know that it's going to be you, Coach Phillips, or you, Coach Gailey, but
maybe that Schottenheimer guy.
Ed Schottenheimer.
Yeah, I like him too. He's good too. I like him.
He's good.
Yeah, he's real exciting.
Okay.
Daddy.
Guys, you've provided great insight. We can't thank you enough. Chan, thanks and good luck on the farm.
Hey, I appreciate that, Craig. And, you know, I'm just glad we got Trump back in there. You guys talking about that right now?
Well, no, we're not really going to get into all that.
Shut down that border. About time.
Well, okay, Wade, thank you for the time. We're just going to have to let both of you go.
I got a question for you. How is it that your voice appears on this banana thing I'm holding?
It's called a phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just, it's called technology, but it's really not new technology.
Okay, never heard of it. All right, Craig, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. There you go. Chan Gailey and Wade Phillips. That's installment number one of our former Cowboys head coach's roundtable to get us through Jerry's coaching search. Maybe next week we can get a hold of a couple of more.